The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, January the 28th. We're going to talk about Black History Month, which starts next month, actually this weekend, and also the wardrobe. Let's start first of all with my friend Liz Schmidt. Good to have you here, Liz.
Good morning.
Now, usually you're wearing the League of Women Voters hat.
That's right.
But today you have the wardrobe hat on.
Today I have the wardrobe hat.
Tell us about, a lot of people know what the wardrobe is, but explain it.
Surprisingly, a lot of people don't know what the wardrobe is, and that's one reason I'm here. It's at 7th and Park, and it's been there 40 years.
You bet the wardrobe's been around 40
yes,
years?
Yes. We started it with a group of church ladies who realized the need for clothing, especially children and people that didn't have a lot of money to spend on clothes. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we're a college town, so a lot of people have a lot of money to spend on clothes. We're one block north of the courthouse, and our public hours are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 11 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 12.
Now, what people listening to us,
yes.
What if they come into the wardrobe? What are they going to find, and why should they come to the wardrobe?
They should come to buy, and they should come to get rid of things that they have outgrown or get tired of and want to bring in new, you know, they've bought new things for Christmas, don't have room to store it.
So you're asking people to donate clothing to the wardrobe.
Yes, and to come in and buy and purchase. We've had people come in and look for just wool outfits. We help furnish clothing to schools for costumes for plays, mm-hmm. things like that. And what I'm really here today to tell you about is the shoe coupons. For $4, a family with children, they have to be on the referral list, but they will buy one coupon for each child in their family that is school age, goes to public school, and they can go out to Payless shoe store on the interstate there and on the business
loop.
And they can get up to a $30 shoe for that $4 coupon.
Now, who provides the coupon?
They come in and pay us for the coupon.
The wardrobe. And then you give them the coupon.
We give them the coupon.
Now, how is a wardrobe affording to do that?
By making money on the clothes that are donated. And would you believe we paid out $40,000 last year for shoes?
For kids. How wonderful.
Over 2,000 pairs of shoes.
How
In February, wonderful. They get a shoe coupon they can spend any time during February. And in August, they get two coupons for each child in the family. They buy the coupon for $4.
Now, they have to be referred to the wardrobe.
They have a referral letter, and your referral letter is good for a whole year.
And how do they get the referral letter?
From a school counselor, from different agencies like Voluntary Action Center.
Okay.
And different agencies, health department, right. City health department.
But the bottom line is the wardrobe is there. It's helping our community. They're asking you to help out also. If you've got clothes
That's
that
right.
you can donate to the wardrobe, give it to them and go down there and shop because you might find some pretty interesting
That's right.
stuff.
You get shoes, purses, everything you can think of. The referral letter is good for a year, and each family gets each person in a family can have 20 outfits a year.
From the wardrobe.
They will get it in quarterly allotments. But
okay.
And that's Tuesday is referral day.
Okay.
And only people with referral letters come in that day.
All right, Liz, thank you so much for coming by and filling us in on the wardrobe, 7th and Park Avenue.
Right.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I turn to Stephanie Shanakon.
Yes.
Good to have you here, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You're here to talk about a campus-wide event going on starting next month, starting February for Black History Month.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you are the chair of this event?
Well, I'm the chair of the campus-wide committee. So the committee is made up of faculty, staff, and students across the campus.
Okay.
And we design programming to fit the theme for Black History Month. And so we're excited. It's going to be a great month.
Mm-hmm. The theme this year for Black History Month is?
The theme this month is Living Civil Rights, okay. Challenges for the 21st Century. And we chose that theme. We actually always take the national theme and we hone it to our particular needs. Mm-hmm. So the national theme that is mandated by the National Association for the Study of African American Life and History, which is a national organization, their theme is it's commemorating the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah.
Of 1964.
So living civil rights.
So we thought, you know, that's a great, it's a great moment. It's 50 years after the signing of the act. Mm-hmm. Why don't we take that theme and create a series of conversations around what this means to us as living human beings right now in the 21st century, and what are the challenges as we move forward. So we're thinking, so we thought of panels, we challenge students to come up with their own ideas, we've got performances, we've got lectures, some of which I'd love to highlight very, very quickly.
Go ahead.
So we're starting and ending with two big ones, and these two I'm really excited about. The first one is February 5th. Chuck D of Public Enemy, he is a pioneering hip-hop MC. He's coming to campus to talk about race, rap, and reality, and how this generation relates to those challenges from the 1960s.
That's a Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So that's February 5th, and then we're closing the month with our own Deputy Chancellor, Michael Middleton, talking about civil rights here at Mizzou. Of course, he's a historical figure here for us. And so he's going to be talking about the challenges for Mizzou as someone who went to school here himself and who is now here in an administrative capacity. So we've got those two bookends.
With a lot going on.
A lot in between, yes.
How can people... Is there a website that people can go to find out about everything that is happening?
Sure. There is a website. It's blackstudies.missouri.edu.
Okay.
www.blackstudies.missouri.edu.
Okay. That's pretty simple. And
that'll have
everything.
The whole calendar. We are partnering this year with Ragtag. We're going to be screening a great film at Ragtag on the 18th. We are bringing in an alumna, a singer who sang at the Obama. She was a soloist at Obama's inauguration
in
2013, and she just happened to graduate from here. So
We're excited. Thank you very much, Stephanie, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's my pleasure. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Columbia Cemetery. There's some interesting facts there. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Casey Morrell. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you've something you'd like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.